It is a period of civil war. The rebellion against the sinister and corrupt Federated Alliance grows stronger, and the fate of the galaxy hangs in the balance. Now, Rebel emissary Plek Dexeter and his intrepid crew travel the farthest reaches of the galaxy to explore astounding new worlds, discover their heroic destinies, and meet weird bug creatures and stuff. This is Mission to Zix.
Hey, C-53.
Yes?
How's the new bod?
I'll be perfectly honest. It's taken some getting used to.
Yeah. It's taken me some getting used to.
Even though my skin is gray.
Yeah, no, that's the weirdest part. Does it give you any special abilities? Or does it just look weird?
I mean, I can feel sensations more.
Oh, it actually has, like, nerve endings and stuff in it?
Yeah, like, here, I'm going to touch your forearm.
Wow, clammy.
Yeah. Here, do it to me.
Like this?
No, I can feel that.
No.
Oh. Feel your individual digits.
Congratulations.
Oh. Also, there's this.
Oh, does that... That happens every time someone touches you.
Yeah.
Can I hear music in here?
It's C-52.
Are you two doing something?
No.
Come on.
Wait, what's happening? C-53 and the pink one, they're doing it?
No.
Yeah, didn't you hear his pelvis playing?
I know you all have feelings for each other. I feel it. I know the tension. But you all have to stop.
If someone could just hit the switch.
Sorry.
This is a professional place of business.
Barge, you
keep
know...
a professional.
I wouldn't juck anybody on this ship.
Good.
So wait, hold on a second. Dar, mm-hmm. I mean, I don't want to get too personal right now, but when Nermit was on the ship, you guys never...
I said, at present, I would not jock anyone on this ship.
Interesting.
Wow. Hey, Bargie, I've heard you talk a little bit about shipping. Is that when two ships jock, or was that when two people jock on a ship?
It's when you hope two people on a holo get together.
No.
Because you ship them.
Oh, okay.
In a relationship.
Oh, yeah. Now that makes sense.
We just call it jucking on a ship.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Bargie, what do you call it when two people in a holo who you ship juck?
Mm-hmm. It's called too far. You should keep it unresolved. Tension.
Oh, sure.
Tension,
okay.
Don't let it go far. We don't want to see them really get together. It's all about the storyline. Once it gets resolved, it's not interesting anymore.
When would you say that, like, the main character, or, like, one of the main characters, like, the one who's looking for love... on, like, a great show, when would you say that that character should find love?
When he's had no prospects?
Yeah, the whole time. Like, say for the first, like, season and a third, no prospects.
Usually they die.
Sorry?
Usually they just die alone.
They die?
Alone.
Disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Emissary Dexeter, I have an incoming transmission from Missions Operations Manager.
Don't answer it.
Wait, why not?
I've been avoiding his calls, so it'll be really awkward if you take it now, and I'm standing right here, clearly not busy.
When's the last time Nermit called you?
Maybe 44:32 on Friday.
It's very specific, Doc.
Emissary Dexeter, I still have it.
Oh, yeah, sure. You know what? Let's pick it up. Pick it up. Yeah. Hey, Nermit.
Hey, guys. Yeah.
Wait, are you walking right now, Nermit?
Yeah, I mean, you guys really should do this. A lot of research shows that you really shouldn't sit too much. Here at the Rebellion, they have good ergonomists and...
Well, Nermit, our job doesn't involve being at a desk.
Oh, that's a good point, yeah.
I mean, honestly, Dar and I spend quite a bit of time running from hostels.
Hi, Dar.
Hi, Nermit.
Hi.
Hi.
So, yeah, just,
everything all right?
Yeah, everything's fine. No,
are you able to concentrate on your job when you're walking on a treadmill? That seems...
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, they have this beanbag chair for me over here, and we have, like, unlimited drinks. It's just, like, a really...
It's a real hip office.
Very good work culture here. So, anyway, We have a pretty big mission. Let me just spin my camera around to this wall. Do you see that blinking light?
Yep.
Great, that's a distress signal.
You seem really happy about that distress signal.
Well, we get to answer it.
Okay, you know what I mean? Sure, great.
How long has it been blinking?
Let's see, I'm 22 minutes into my 30 minutes of treadmill.
Are you prioritizing your exercise over this distress call that's come
if
in?
If you don't have your health, what do you have?
I mean,
what if they're running out of oxygen?
Yeah, ask whoever sent that distress call.
I can't. That's part of the distress signals. We're not getting any communication.
Nermit, I feel like, did you change your hair? I don't think I've ever seen you slick your feathers back like that.
Oh, this? I guess so.
I gotta say, I don't like it very much.
I don't like those black frame glasses that you're wearing either.
Yeah, I have to agree with everybody. This new look is really bad, Nermit.
Oh, thanks for telling
me. Hey, Narm.
What?
Hey, Narm.
Hey, Mel.
Hi, we're gonna get a drink orange beer, I'm not worried. You wanna come?
Totally. Thanks for inviting me. Yeah, you wanna do it?
Disconnect the call!
Like 04.
Oh no. Dart, is everything okay?
No, it's fine.
All of your talents stuck out when you said that.
I'm going to walk out of the room. If he calls back, I am no longer on the ship.
Oh, wow.
C-53. A rather involved cover story for that, Dimitri.
C-53, I think Dar's a little jealous of Mel.
I think you're probably not wrong, Emissary Dexter.
You're wrong!
Wow.
I have an incoming transmission from Missions Operations Manager Mary Pumble.
They're so funny.
You're funny, so I totally got it on my calendar. I'll see you there.
Okay, bye.
Okay.
Hey, Nermit.
Hey.
I don't know.
What are we talking about, Mike?
The distress call?
I just wanted to say that, like, pretty much all the glasses you can choose from here are frames like this, and it's what almost everyone's wearing. I thought it looked okay.
Do you even wear glasses?
Yeah, are you visually impaired at all?
I mean, do I wear glasses? I'm wearing glasses.
No, do you have to wear glasses?
What do you mean have to? There's not rules.
No, people have to wear glasses.
There are people who have...
No, I have perfect vision.
Also, Nermit, your eyes are sort of on the sides of your head. Like, the glasses cover up sort of the middle part of your head.
Before they reach your eyes.
Well, yeah, that would be a problem if I needed glasses.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, good point. Fair enough.
All right, the three of Dar's...
What?
Dar had to leave the ship to...
Maybe she's leaving to charge her phone.
What?
Yes, that's why she's left. She's charging her phone.
Great. So anyway, guys, there's a distress signal.
No, listen, we're on it.
Just
send the coordinates, Nermit. That's all you need to do.
Nermit, get in this phone with me. I'm gonna put it on my hologram.
I can't understand you, but that sounds awesome.
Is she speaking regular?
Yeah, but it's like she's so cool that her accent is like basically unintelligible.
Nermit, get in the phone. Hashtag forever.
Mel, I agree, and that's awesome. Do a little high five.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, the Rebel long-haul cruiser Dezel Mosh is sending this distress signal.
Okay.
That's all we're getting, distress.
Listen, Nermit, I never thought I would be the one to say this to you, but we gotta go get to work now.
Yeah, you do. So, guys, you know what? I'm gonna extend this workout 10 minutes, because why not?
All right, man.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
All right.
What are you worried about, Nermit?
I don't like this at all.
Do you hate the new Nermit?
I gotta say, he's acting straight up whack right now.
Yes, exactly. I'm not jealous of some creature with marbles in her mouth.
Well, that must have been why it was so strange.
Mad that he has changed.
Yeah, I don't know if I like it either. Well, we should probably help whoever sent that distress signal half an hour ago.
Sent these coordinates to Bargy. Bargy, we're going to head over to the Dezel Mosh long-haul cruiser.
I hope whoever we save is a babe.
Oh, boy.
It's possible.
You have received an audio transmission from Rebellion Headquarters. Playback will follow decryption.
Hello, Rebels. This is Commander Rolfus Tittle with a few critical announcements. First off, I'm fine. A lot of rumors out there, and old Rolfus is straight up okay. Listen, though, relationships are a lot of work. Okay. More importantly, due to overwhelming demand, I have written a field guide to dealing with Clints, which you can find on our official Rebel website, therebellion.space. It's even accompanied by a highly accurate illustration of a couple of stupid Clints. So, head over to therebellion.space, the amazing site that we built using Squarespace. Seriously, it's a real site that you can visit. There's also a brand new post from our trusted Rebel advice columnist, Hark Targast. This just in. We've intercepted a new, highly encrypted message from the disgusting Federated Alliance. Yeah, we've thrown our best cryptographers on this thing and can't figure out diddly. Maybe you can decrypt it. The message is up at therebellion.space, along with Hark's advice, my guide to neutralizing Clints, plus other way cool Rebel stuff. And while you're at it, listen, Rebel, click on Make a Site for a free Squarespace trial and 10% off your first purchase when you visit squarespace.com/Zix, Z-Y-X-X, and use offer code Zix. That's all at therebellion.space. Rolfus Tittle, your totally stable and sober commander, signing off.
End of message.
Wow, that is a big ship. C-53, do you know anything about this ship?
Well, the Desmarsh is, of course, a long-haul cruiser.
I know the ship very well.
We used to hang out back in the day.
Oh, yeah. I'm surprised to see him, you know? I thought he perished.
Well, hey...
He was a hard-living ship. You think I go hard? This ship goes hard.
Wow, okay.
It does look rather weathered.
Bargy, can you, like, hail the ship and see if everything's okay?
Okay. Hey.
Hello? What's up, man?
It's me. You remember me?
Wait.
That's right.
Is that the Barbarian Chief?
That's me. You remember me.
Oh, wow. Man. As I thrust and land the Barbarian Chief. It's been a while, BJ.
I thought you were gone. I thought you'd be the way you used to live, man. It's crazy. Look at you right now. How are you doing? You look horrible. Where's the left side of your ship?
Right there. The whole left side's missing, isn't it, man?
Do you still make music? What's up? What's going on?
Oh, yeah, I got together with a couple other chefs, and we were... Yeah, it goes.
I'm sorry to break in here, guys. Hey, Desmarsh, we got a distress signal from you. Is everything all right?
Yeah, man. Probably from me. Not really. My light scan is a fuzzy, and, you know, as you can see, the left side of my hull is missing.
Yeah, that seems like something you would take notice of.
You seem pretty chill about it.
I mean, come on, man. It's just like this and that. Sometimes you eat the asteroid, sometimes the asteroid eats you.
I don't know if either of those things ever happens.
That's true.
I cordoned off the parts that are missing, so you should be able to board and check out what's happening.
Oh, boy.
And you have no idea what took the side of your ship on?
I wish I did, Greg Squishy Man, but I do not.
C-53, should we just go?
I think that's the only way we're going to get any good information.
We are going on that ship.
Yeah,
whoa,
you know what?
Darn.
I open my hatch to you, fellow travelers.
This whole guy's vibe just puts me off.
All right, you ready for the hatch to hatch?
Yeah, hatching it up.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
You know, C-53, I've actually never traveled between two ships in space.
Really?
Yeah.
You've never gone hatch to hatch?
No, I haven't. I guess I can picture it, but...
It's pretty simple. Margie, are we safe to travel through the hatches?
Hold on, let me put this fabric over my hatch, because his is full of... I don't trust it. So just... I need you guys to just go through this fabric and take this fabric with you. Yeah.
Oh, you get your nano one on me? All right.
So does every ship have a compatible...
Okay. What's up? Are you in?
Yeah, you just don't feel anything because you're numb.
Okay.
All right, let's go, you two. Hustle, hustle,
okay,
hustle.
All right,
the ship, off the ship. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Dezzle Mosh.
You're not terrible. Hello.
Hello. All of you look like my friends.
Oh, hi.
I'm Alan Phasehugger. Welcome aboard.
Alan
Phasehugger?
Alan Phasehugger, that's my name. All of you guys look like really cool people, especially you.
What, me?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I mean, I don't even know why you're here, but would you like to just throw the Zyball around with me later?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, that sounds like a great time.
Oh, you know, Zyball grass comes from my planet.
That's amazing.
Yep. That's my planet, Rangus 6.
Amazing.
I'm a huge Zyball fan.
Oh, well, the grass sometimes came from my farm.
I hate to cut through the pleasantries here, but Alan, your ship's roster says there are over 700 people on board.
Oh, yeah, they're all sleeping right now. Shh, everyone be quiet because everyone's sleeping.
Oh, great. Oh. We'll be very quiet while, could you take a couple photos of me and Alan together?
Sure.
Cool. Okay, I'm Alan, always... get close.
Sure.
Okay, great. I'm going to pick you up for this one.
Oh, wow, you're so strong.
Now I'm going to put you over my head for this
one.
Oh,
my goodness.
All right, and now just lovingly embrace me.
Okay.
Okay. You know, Dart, listen, I think those pictures are probably good to make Nermit jealous. We could probably get on with the mission.
I'm sorry, what?
What?
Nermit jealous?
I'm just saying that's your goal. I'm just saying if
the... If I wanted to make Nermit jealous, I would ask that you take a photo of this.
Wow.
Did you take enough of those?
I mean, I had to. That's a potential, you know, SR violation.
Please upload those to Nermit.
Wow, thanks. That was really enjoyable.
Wow. It was weird to see. I mean, your mouth is sort of like the size of his head. But...
That actually happens a lot with partners.
Yeah, a bunch of my friends call me Big Mouth, but my name's Alan. You can call me Alan.
Hey, Alan, I was actually referring to Dar's mouth, but I'm sure that for Tellurian, your mouth seems...
I have no weird features about me at all.
It's a strange statement to me.
My body is perfectly proportional in size.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Your friends call you Big Mouth?
Yes, my friends call me Big Mouth. My friends that are sleeping on the ship now.
Yeah, Alan, can we talk about that? Is everything okay?
Everything's fine.
Alan, you're missing the side of your ship.
Those are renovations where...
The entire port side of the ship is gone.
Those are renovations we've been making lately. Renovations, safe for travel, safe for the ship.
I mean, I guess that makes sense. I gotta say, I don't know how often you communicate with your ship, but, like, the Dezzle Mosh does not seem to be, like, aware of what's happening.
Hey, you guys on the ship now?
Oh.
Yeah,
hey, yeah,
like
Dezzle Mosh.
All right. I guess I better take that hatch out. Barge, is it cool for me to take the hatch out?
I've been across from you for the past 5 minutes.
Have I just been having my hatch slapping in space?
Slapping in the lack of breeze.
All right, wow. Retracting hatch. Sorry, guys, get back to it. Don't mind old Dez.
I gotta say, your ship's sort of like a weirdo.
Yeah, it's an old, weird ship, but we have a good time anyway.
Alan, perhaps you can answer some questions for us. What do you haul aboard the Dezzle Mosh?
All sorts of raw goods.
That's a very vague, unspecific answer.
All a variety of raw goods and materials.
You know, Alan, I gotta say... I know that we've never met, but you seem very familiar. It's something about your voice or something.
I feel like I know you, too.
Yeah, Alan, I feel like we've met.
Something about the timbre of your voice. Very familiar.
Yeah.
I mean, people say I have one of those faces, one of those voices.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
One of those faces or one of those voices.
People say I have one of those faces and one of those voices.
I don't think I've ever said that to somebody. You have one of those faces and voices?
Yeah,
I don't know.
That doesn't ever happen.
Alan, what do you say to another location, and why don't you put this on?
Oh, thank you, a shirt.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Where did you get that other... Is that my shirt?
I'm improvising here.
Okay.
Hey, right. we're twins almost. A couple of good-looking guys.
Oh, stop. Come on, Alan.
Show us another room, Alan.
Yeah, why don't you show us one of the barracks where all your other crewmates might be sleeping?
Sure, follow me.
So, your crewmates are sleeping. Why are you the one that's awake?
It's the night shift.
Oh.
I drew the short straw.
Yeah.
It's just me.
That makes sense.
On a ship of 700 people, only one person works the night shift?
That's right. Everyone's got to sleep sometime.
It's statistically not
a third of the time, probably.
Hey, are you guys on the ship yet, or?
Dazzle, we have been on here for 10 minutes.
All right.
And we've had this conversation already.
Okay. Hey, Bargy, are you out yet? Or
I am across from you.
Wait, is my hat still flapping out there?
We've been talking about... You forgot exactly what did we talk about?
What?
I'm just... Always with this guy.
Okay, sorry about that. Don't mind old Diz. You guys just get to it.
Your ship is cool, but, oh, man.
The distress signal makes a little bit of sense.
It makes sense,
now,
yeah. So this is the barracks.
Yep, this is where everyone's sleeping soundly in their sleeping pods.
Wait, what? Sorry, Alan, could you just excuse us for just
Alan,
a second?
Sure. Could you join me on one of these sleeping pods?
Yes, I will.
Can you continue to take photos?
I mean, I'll do it, Dar, but just be careful.
Are we going to make out some more?
Yes.
All right!
C-53.
Emissary Dixitter, look at these sleeping pods. Does that person look like they're sleeping?
No, they're all covered in some sort of goo.
Yeah.
Is that like a cryostasis material I'm not familiar with, or...?
No. Also, you seem to be ignoring this down here.
Oh, yeah.
The rib cage?
Yeah, that's...
Completely open.
Straight up open, yeah. I thought maybe it was a species I wasn't familiar with, but...
That's Tellurian.
Yeah. This seems... I'm getting a little bit creeped out here.
Yeah, I think we might be in some actual danger.
Are you getting all of these? I'm giving you gold right now.
No, just because I'm not looking directly at you doesn't mean I can't take the
picture. I just need to make sure.
Yeah, listen, Dar, I'll forward all of these pictures to you. I'm happy to do it.
Not me, Nermit. He needs to see
Dar, I'm not sure
every
this
moment
is...
of
Dar,
this mission.
This feels like maybe
sure
the wrong
healthy.
Time. This is
yeah,
a bad time.
Did
Dar.
You see her? Did you see Mel?
Mel? Yeah, I know.
Did you hear how she sounds?
Yeah, I don't
she
like
cool earrings.
Yeah.
We're all friends right now. Does anyone want to talk to me for a second?
Yeah, C-53. I think C-53 had something to talk to you about real quick.
Right.
Dar, can I talk to you for a second?
Fine.
Alan, allow me to just put this hand on your chest and give you a brief scan.
It's like going to the checkup.
Yes, going to the checkup.
Going to the checkup.
Just keep repeating that statement.
Going to the checkup. That's what we do. We Tellurians go to the checkup.
Dar, listen, I totally get what you're trying to do with Nermit. I mean, I don't blame you. I think it's actually kind of sweet that you're really, you know, upset by... I didn't like it either when we talked to him on Hollow.
But now suddenly he's too cool for me.
Dar, hey, Dar, that will never happen, okay?
No.
Nobody's too cool for you.
He said so in his phone call on Friday at 4434.
What?
I just think I'm... too cool for you, Dar.
He said that?
Yes.
Hey, Dar, sorry I didn't call earlier. The AC has been on so strong in my office, and I've just been so, like, I've been too cool to call you, and...
Oh, hey, Dar, listen, so cool. I don't think that's what he meant.
No, keep listening.
And also, I just got a lot going on.
Hey, Nermy, we're getting a bad fire guy. Do you want to come?
Yeah, totally, Mel. Yeah, I'm coming. Sorry, Dar. Once this AC gets fixed and I have, like, less awesome stuff going on, I can totally have time to call.
You're so cool.
And...
Oh, yeah, I don't like that.
Now do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it. But listen, Dar, just real quick, have you noticed something about these bodies?
What the bodies?
The dead bodies next to us? These people were murdered.
Oh, well, I can see how self-absorbed I've been.
I mean, I don't want to call you out like that, but you brought the ion cannon, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure.
Wait, no. It was inside of me, and now it's not... During our photo shoot, I think it fell out?
Oh, no.
Going to the checkup.
All right, Alan, I've just about finished up that scan.
This is like a hug from a friend.
It's very unlike that, which is so strange that you'd say that. Dar, Emissary Dexter, do you want to take a look at this scan that I just did of Alan?
Oh. Would love to.
I'm going to busy myself on this computer console on the wall.
Okay, you notice how he's just flailing his arms in front of that console?
Yeah, the console's off, too.
Yeah, it's not on. Let me turn your attention to this scan.
Oh, wow. Okay,
so that's the rough shape of Alan here.
Yeah.
Notice anything unusual about the scan?
Well, it's full of insects.
Yeah. Oh. Yep. Well, got a big old body full of bugs.
Hey, fun, quirky fact. He may have, swiped the ion cannon that I was storing inside of me.
Dark. That's sort of rule number one.
One job as security officer.
I have many jobs as security officer.
I think all of them fall under the realm of security.
Fair. However, my chief job today was get back at Nermit.
Dar.
It was.
This is not healthy.
Fleck would agree.
I mean,
listen to the rest of this recording.
So, Mel.
No.
We just met, but I just feel like I've known you for a long time. You know what I mean?
No.
No.
Yeah. I totally feel that.
Okay.
Dar, this isn't anything.
No, I think that was a nub dial. I think the nub of his tail accidentally dialed you.
Doesn't matter. She called him Nermy.
Oh, yeah. That's gotta hurt. Yeah, that's painful.
That's fair. Perhaps we can all discuss this after we've dealt with our new friend, Alan.
Fine.
Fair enough, sure.
Alan, can I ask you to do me a favor?
Sure.
Just cough.
Yeah.
Okay, that didn't resemble a Tellurian cough in any way.
That, no.
Yeah, why don't you try again? Arguably worse than before.
Bowed before the thrower bar.
This is really
okay.
What
yeah, that's sort of what. Yeah.
Future children, prepare to be assimilated.
Soldiers,
we're employing perfect battle tactics to assimilate you with all the different units in our perfect caste system.
Okay.
Come behind the beetles, weavers. Form around the royal drones.
Through millions of years of evolution, we perfected all of our castes.
Okay, listen, Cormine.
This is not our first encounter.
No, don't you remember us? I'm a Plek Dex out of C-53.
No,
Dar.
No.
Dar?
All of you look the same to me.
No, we were on the Bargerian Jade you used to date.
The Bargerian Jade?
Yeah.
Hey, she's here. Are you guys on the ship now or what?
Dez, we're here, man.
You guys made it all right?
We're fine. Yes.
All right, well, let me know if anything weird's happening.
No, we will.
All right, bye.
Everyone prepare for eggling in your eyeballs.
No,
lay down.
No,
listen. Workers, soldiers, beetles, orange, fools, weavers, prepare for egg assimilation.
Can we just... Okay, listen, grower mind.
You summon the grower mind.
I mean, I don't know, summon, I just...
You're willing to come peacefully.
No, I mean, no. Not really. I just feel like, let's try to find some sort of common ground. You know, you went your way, we went ours, and we decided we were going to have a peaceful parting.
I feel bad a little, because I just don't remember that at all.
Not even a little bit.
Not even a little bit.
Because the weavers don't remember.
To us.
Yeah, it was a huge deal.
The workers don't remember. The soldiers don't remember.
Okay, all right.
The orcs don't remember. The beetles don't remember.
I think
remember.
We don't remember sort of covers the whole
thing. We are dead.
I'm present and assimilate beings millions of times per cycle. Of course I would have forgotten you.
I mean, sure. Yeah, sure. I mean, that makes sense. Statistically, fine.
But I will never forget... The Bargerian Jade.
Oh, okay. Yeah, great. Well, that's us. That was
so
us.
That was us.
Yep, remember?
We're on the Bargerian Jade.
Wait, the Bargerian Jade is here?
Yeah, that's what we've been telling you that.
Grower Mind, look out this porthole here.
Oh my gosh, she's here. I felt so bad since the last time. I really kind of cleaned up. I was in a bad place before.
Really?
And I was... A part of my brain was not in the right brain space.
Are you saying you, like, regret... What you said to Bargy last time?
Yes, I called her a cantankerous, bitter old ship, and I feel very bad about it.
Yeah, wow. That's,
I've been taking my frustration out on all sorts of worlds. Some pitiful war that you've been busying yourself with, I've absorbed from both sides.
Oh, you mean Rebellion and Federated Alliance.
Is that what you call them?
I mean, yeah.
You're just wearing different clothes.
I mean, there are some key ideological differences, I think. Anyway,
not to the grower mind.
Okay, fair enough. Yep, great. Listen, Dar, you know, I feel like you and the grower mind are kind of going through the same thing right now, which is that, you know, you had this thing, you feel a little weird about it, and you're trying to figure out how to fix it, right?
I think what I'm going through right now is I tried to make Norma jealous by hooking up with the grower mind, and could anyone tell me where the ion cannon is?
Oh, this ion cannon?
That's it.
Oh, boy. We should have more than one weapon. So listen, grower mind, this has been great catching up again with you.
Again, I don't remember you at all.
Yeah, well, for us, it's very cool. We're just going to get back to Bargy. So good luck with the rest of your assimilation.
That's right. You flew here on the Bargerian Jade. Are you friends with the Bargerian Jade?
That's actually a really good question. Yeah. Is anyone...
If you were in mortal danger, would the Bargerian Jade come to your aid?
Yeah, you know what? I thought about that a lot, and I think, you know, I think she probably would.
I don't think this line of questioning is going to end well for us.
What do you mean?
My children seize them.
Oh, no!
Seize them! Workers! Seize the pink one! Soldiers!
Make a perimeter, soldiers!
What
does the perimeter do?
It's a battle tactic that your pitiful mind cannot understand.
We have it! Royal drones, seize the largest!
Seize the big one!
Seize him! Bulls, seize the gray one!
Sorry, I don't have control over that.
Ugh.
If you could just hit that button on the back there.
We are the cat!
My minions only take orders from the grower mind. My children hit the button.
Weavers, form a perimeter around the button. Workers, press the button. Bulls!
Really, anyone. Just one. You just need one to press the button. Yeah, no. Listen, grower mind.
You cannot escape the grasp of the grower mind.
Sure. Bargy doesn't have a whole lot of strong feelings for us. I don't think you killing us is going to really help anything.
As soon as I insert this egg into your skull, Bargy and Jade will show up and come to your aid.
I guess I should just open a channel to the Bargy and Jade right now.
What do you want?
Hey, Bargy.
Have I done it?
Bargy.
Sort of.
Hey, you know, the ship we're on, turns out there's a lot of Kek here, and we've got some, like, sort of, I would say, ovipositors might be the word, sort of heading towards our eyeballs.
He's trying to say you want me to come back. The thing is, as much as we used to be good friends back in the day, it's really hard talking to this guy. It's getting very annoying.
Are you talking about Dez?
Yeah, Dez.
No.
And it's like, I get it. You know, Bargy, go do your music.
This isn't a Dez thing. Yeah, this is a Kek thing.
If you want to look at the video feed, there's a lot of Kek.
Okay, then. Fine, I'll help you. Just promise me that Dez will not talk to me again about the glowing universe.
What?
Hey, BJ, you still there?
Don't.
Here's the thing, it's just that the universe is still big,
you know what I mean?
Wait, did I overhear you say that I have the cat? I have the cat?
Man!
Game over, man!
I can feel it going into my eye!
Oh, I guess I'll have to set myself to strong.
Get a couple people out of you before you do that.
Okay.
Well, no, you must be assimilated into the brute.
We are the cat!
Okay, hold on. Sorry. I know what this is about. Grower mind, good to see you. It's been a while. Again.
Do you know what lengths I've had to go through just to be able to talk to you?
Here's the thing. You messed up a couple times and we're not doing this again, okay? So just give me back the tiny people inside of you and one big one. Plenty of all the things you can infest. You know, have fun.
I've infested and I've assimilated and I've destroyed so many things. But nothing's like you. I'm opening my heart to you.
Bargy, look. Look at this Keck's heart. How it glows green for you. Do you see this glowing green light? This is the Keck pouring his feelings out for you.
That's not my heart. There's something inside of me.
That's my ion cannon.
After them, my children! After them!
We are the ship weavers! Begin to run after the intruders! Move! Also begin to run!
Run strategically!
Oryx, don't run yet! Wait! Pick up the rear!
Darn!
Weavers, have you started to run yet?
Darn, I was commending for the excellent deception on your part.
That was really cool.
I'll admit, it was very embarrassing to have let my heart get in the way. I'll protect you guys.
Good shot.
I feel alive right now. I remember what's important.
You are shooting those Keck as quickly as they can appear in front of you.
I just imagine they're all Mal.
Oh, wow. Found some real motivation there.
It's one of those visualization techniques that can help sometimes.
Sure.
Hey guys, Des here. I started the self-destruct mechanism.
You started a self-destruct?
Brother, I started that self-destruct mechanism long ago, baby.
Oh, sure, yeah, okay.
Listen, the hatch is open. I don't think I ever... Did I retract it?
I would be very surprised if
you...
Yeah. Right, if I may interject here, I think I have an idea that could work out. Let's just go into the hatch here.
Okay.
Des, you gonna shut the blast door behind us?
You got it, Grey One.
No, Darth, you wanna just take that ion cannon and fire away?
What? What are you doing?
We're just gonna
ride the hatch back to Bargy.
Alright. And Plek is...
There's air in the hatch.
Let's do it.
Oh, that's all my hatch, man.
Sorry, Des.
That thing... Oh, man, look at it go. Just flying away. Bye, Hatch.
Des, you are a interesting ship, my friend.
Don't worry, man. You're an interesting ship, too.
No, I am not.
You guys are all interesting ships. Hey, hold on. The Keck is really in me right now.
Time for Bargy to go. It was great seeing you. Good luck with everything.
Bargy, no, wait.
No, we're still in the hatch.
We're in a loose hatch floating in space. You need to open your cargo door.
Alright, it's open. Just hurry up, because I'm
getting... Oh, the Keck are making a bridge with their bodies again.
Oh, no.
Leave it! Become the legs of the ladder!
Wait, I got a way to fix it. Hey, grow a mind. One word. Commitment.
I'm changed. I'm ready to commit. What? Look at what I'm doing. I'm using my children to build a bridge to you.
Okay.
Workers, convince Bargy that my commitment was going to be strong.
We share silence well together, you know?
Now, bulls, show them our emotional strengths.
We are not afraid to cry.
Now, weavers, lay crystal eggs and imbue them with space magic.
Gosh, the jewels have reached the ship. We've got to get out of here.
Bargy.
All right, everybody in. The jewels look great. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Come on, great seeing you.
Barcherry and Jean, mark my words. One day, you will be mine. Mark my words.
This is it, man.
Des, good times. Farewell.
No, don't leave me with him.
Okay.
No.
Here's the thing. I'm becoming one with the universe. It just keeps going, you know?
Whoa. Man, for an old, weird, hippie ship, that was a powerful self-destruct.
Yeah, you gotta be careful around those old reactors.
Yikes.
Hey, see?
Yeah?
You didn't send those photos, did you?
Dora didn't, and I'm gonna tell you why.
No, I think that's for the best. Could you just send them to me, though? I'm gonna just remind myself not to get so caught up.
Forwarding them to your account now.
Thank you.
You know, Dar, I'm sorry that was such a hard time for you with Nermit and everything, but I think he'll come around, you know?
And honestly, It doesn't matter if he doesn't.
Really?
Yeah, it's not even really about Nerman. It's just about having the upper hand and...
Oh. I mean, that's a really good thing to know about yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should we get out of this hatch?
Oh.
I don't know. It's starting to get comfortable in the hatch.
Yeah,
although
I feel
there
like...
there is a smell, right?
Yeah,
there's
we gotta get...
Definite...
It may still be my frame.
Sure.
I tried to clean it, but there's just a lingering odor.
You gotta remove that skin, C-53.
I mean, I would feel the pain of removing the skin.
Ugh.
What if we take out the cube, remove the skin, put the cube back in?
Okay, well, what if I turned off your nerve endings, tore off all your skin, and then turned your nerve endings back on?
Huh.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. Well, Bargee, should we get on our way?
Yeah, why wouldn't we? I don't understand the question.
I don't know, it just seemed like the sort of segue at the end of a mission.
Emissary Deck Center, I have an incoming transmission from Missions Operations Manager, Nermit Malfoy.
Oh. Hey, Nermit.
Hey,
hello,
guys.
Nermit. What happened to your glasses?
Guys, I wanna...
Oh, no.
Oh, snap.
What happened?
Oh, snap.
I broke them in half. I owe you guys an apology. I realized... I had become someone I wasn't, you know what I mean? I got excited to be accepted and in, and also the hair gel was really, like, giving me some kind of skin thing. And...
You shouldn't... It's not for feathers, Hermit.
It's for hair.
I know, I should have read the bottle. And Dar, I know you were... Like, I'm going to admit it, I was really excited to hang out with Mel. And Mel was fun, but I realized at the end of the day, like, we didn't have that much to talk about. Mel's cool, but Mel's, like, not that deep. So, I'm just... This might sound crazy, guys, but I'm going to turn off this treadmill.
Oh,
thanks,
wow.
Nerm. That means a lot.
You know, Nerman, if it helps, we really learned a lot about ourselves on this mission, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Even though I was, like, mired in an identity crisis for hours, I just was happy that I knew that my crew was out there answering this distress call.
So some bad news on that front.
No.
Everyone on the ship is dead.
Yeah, but...
What?
The good news is they were dead when we got there.
Oh.
Yeah, so it was not our fault.
Also, the ship has been destroyed.
Oh.
But... The good news is that the ship was sort of a burnout.
Now, the good news is the ship was full of kek, and the kek have also been destroyed.
Yes, well, sure, that probably is better news. I'm just saying, like, we shouldn't weep too hard for Dez.
Dez self-destructed.
The kek are an enemy of course, the Alliance, but also the Rebellion, so, like, essentially you guys waged war against the kek on behalf of the Rebellion.
And sort of won.
Sort of won.
I did get an egg implanted in my eye.
That seems like
I'd say mitigated success.
You actually got one in your eye?
Yeah, I got in there.
No, you're going to have to see a doctor.
Yeah,
about
that's...
How long do you think I have?
Not long.
All that long.
Yeah.
All right.
How does that eye feel?
Bigger? Tighter, I would say. Tighter in its socket.
Hey, Norman.
Yeah?
Me and a bunch of the other ones, we're all going to go get some orange beer. Do you want to hang out?
Yeah, come on, get orange beer with us.
Come on.
You know what, guys? I'm gonna sit this one out.
Cool, see you later.
Right,
no problem.
Later.
Bye. It's like I thought a lot about my...
They're gone.
They've already left.
They're not there anymore.
Okay.
But we appreciate the gesture, Nermit.
Yeah, I mean, it feels good to know who you are, you know?
Yeah.
Totally.
You said it.
I agree. It really feels good to know who you are.
Yeah.
I think that's what I'm gonna caption this photo that I'm posting.
What are you posting it to?
What's the photo?
Oh, you can just check it out on my hologram.
Okay, I'm just gonna swipe through. Oh.
Darn, this may be slightly disrespectful to the family of that host.
Yeah, good point. That was a dead body.
Oh,
Alan was...
Oh, let me tell you, at the
Alan
time,
had been dead for days.
At the time, he was very alive.
No, he was like a skin puppet.
Dar, I gave it a star. I liked it.
Thank you.
Attributions Droid commencing outro protocol. Emissary Plek Dexeter was played by Alden Ford. C-53 was played by Jeremy Bent. Security Officer Dar was played by Ali Kokesh. Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bundeloy was played by Seth Lynn. The Dizzlemosh Long-Haul Cruiser was played by Winston Knoll. Bargy the Ship and Mel were played by Mujan Zulfagari. The Girl Reminded the Keck and the Animated Corpse of Alan Facehugger were played by special guest John Robert Wilson. JR performs monthly with Thank You Robot and Science Exclamation Point at Caveat in New York City and co-hosts the Fifth Element and Unlimited Lives podcasts. Follow him on Twitter at John Robert Wilson. This episode edited by Seth Lind with sound design and mix by Shane O'Connell. This episode was recorded at Robert Doggy Jr.'s Puppy Pound in Brooklyn, New York. Music by Brendan Ryan. Opening crawl narration by Jeremy Crutchley. Ship design for the Bargerian Jade by Eric Goyce. Mission to Zix is brought to this galaxy by Audio Boom. Thanks, Audio Boom. A very special thank you to our Patreon supporters for making Season 2 possible. Do you have a pressing question for the crew? Send an email to crew@missiontozix.space.
Alan, perhaps you could answer some questions for us. What do you haul aboard the Dizzlemosh?
All sorts of raw goods.
That's a very vague, unspecific answer.
A variety of raw goods and materials.
You know, Alan, I gotta say, I know that we've never met, but you seem very familiar. It's something about your voice. Or
I feel like I know you too.
Yeah, maybe we.
Oh. What's happening?
What was that?
Kill me.
What?
Everyone bow before the undying will of the grower.
Oh, my rod.
That makes a lot more sense.
We serve the grower mind. We serve the grower mind.
That was so good.
Oh, man. That was so good.
That's so funny.
You think we should?
I think we need to wait on that.
Hold it a little bit. JR.
I do think Alan is so funny.
Yeah. Alan is such a funny
character. We might want a little more Alan.
A little bit more Alan.